Hallelujah. I thank God for His grace. The Lord Jesus' grace and under His guidance, we have peacefully passed another week. And then today we are able to observe this Holy Sabbath. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be upon all of you. We shall continue our studies in regards to the benefits derived through prayers. Of course, there are many benefits that we could derive from praying to God. Last week, we have searched three elements, 3 points. The first point, through prayers, our trespasses will be forgiven.
请看,
turn to 1 John, the first epistle of John in the New Testament.
约翰一书第一章,
chapter
1, 第九节,
verse 9. The first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 9, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I read. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这里说,
he says that if we are going to confess our sins,
圣就赦免我们的罪,
then God will forgive our sins.
他要洗去我们一切的不义,
he will cleanse all our unrighteousness.
所以祷告这第一点益处就是能够把我们罪洗掉。
So the first thing that we, first benefits that we derive from prayer is that God will forgive all our trespasses.
将来能不能进天国，这个罪被引出很重要。
Whether or not we can enter into the kingdom of God is dependent upon whether or not our sins are forgiven.
就是要我们没有罪才能进去。
Only those who are without sins can enter into the kingdom of God.
如果我们知道怎么样洗，才能洗，那就洗干净了。
If we know how to cleanse our sins, then the sins will be cleansed from our bodies.
主耶稣来的时候，我们就可以进天国。
Then when Jesus comes again, we can enter into His kingdom.
第二点，就是祷告能够让我们的灵性进步得很快。
Second point, through prayer, we derive our self-edification, edification of our spirituality.
请看哥林德前书,
turn to 1 Corinthians,
哥林德前书14章,
chapter 14,
第四节,
verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
这里说说谎言是造就我们自己的。
He says that in speaking in tongues edifies ourselves.
也就是造就我们的灵性的。
That is to say that it will bring up our spirituality.
它能够促进我们灵性进步得很快。
For the Spirit of God will help us to progress very quickly.
像保罗一样，他为什么转变得那么快？
Just like Paul, why he had such a quick change?
以前是逼迫信耶稣的。
Before that, he was a persecutor of Christians.
忽然间就转变成对主耶稣非常的忠心。
But later on, when he was called by Jesus, he had such a sudden change that became a very faithful servant of Jesus.
主要的原因就是他的祷告太多。
One of the important reasons that he had such great change in him was that he prayed a lot to God.
哥林多前书40章18节这里讲，他说的方言祷告比别人都多。
And verse 18 of the same chapter, it said that he spoke with tongues more than many people.
因此他的灵性进步得很快。
Thus his spirituality has progressed by leaps and bounds.
这四福音后边大部分的书信都是他写的。
After the four gospels, we find a lot of epistles were written by Paul.
把很重要的道理 来把它讲出来。
And Paul had written a lot of mysteries about the words of God.
我们再看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians,
第一章
，Chapter One, the New Testament, Galatians, Chapter One.
第一章四一节
，Verse 11. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men.
第四节
，Verse 12. For I neither received it from men, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这保罗他传福音，他说这样的道理不是从人领受的。
The words that Paul preached were not from men.
是主耶稣亲自启示他的。
He got the words directly from the revelation of Jesus.
主耶稣启示保罗的比启示彼得的更多。
The revelation from Jesus Christ was given more times than Jesus had given to Peter.
啊，是什么原因呢
？Why is it so?
就是他的祷告特别多。
It is because Paul had prayed.
因为这圣灵当时有应许的。
For it has been promised.
这个属灵的智慧需要求的。
For the spiritual wisdoms would come through one's supplications.
啊，信心也是需要求的。
So is our faith through our prayers.
因为他知道啊，把握着这个重点，他多多的祈求，所以圣灵啊，启示就给他的特别多。
For Paul knew about this, therefore he prayed very much to God, and God accordingly gave him.
他对主耶稣认识多，所以啊，他就啊，特别的热心。
Due to his profound knowledge about Jesus, therefore he served him faithfully.
上个星期查考的第三点就是祷告能够医病赶鬼。
And the third point that we searched last week regarding the benefits derived from prayer was, through prayers, the sick could be healed.
在台湾有一个传道叫兔金章。
There was a preacher by the name of 金章兔。
啊，他没做传道的时候
，before he became a preacher，
是住在高雄前镇那个地方。
He had a residence in Tianjin, Kaohsiung in Taiwan。
因为他到过非洲
，he had been to Africa before。
在那里生了这个寄生虫的病
，and he contracted malaria。
他就回来休养
，then he returned to Taiwan and recuperated。
啊，他有一栋楼房，他是住在楼上，楼下是租给别人修理摩托车。
He lived upstairs, and the ground floor was rented out to a mechanic.
啊，那个摩托车店呢，生意很好。
This mechanic repairs motorcycles, and he had very good business.
因此，他们就想要把那个房子买到。
So he decided to purchase this house.
这个土传道就不愿意卖掉了。
But preacher two did not desire to sell his house.
他们就想了一个办法。
Then this mechanic had thought of a scheme.
就到那个庙里请那个乩童啊，请邪术的。
And he went to a temple and asked for a magic spell upon this preacher.
在楼下就咒诅我们啊土传道的一家，让他们啊不平安啊就搬家。
So from bottom, he used a curse to curse preacher two and his family, and then he left this building.
啊，他就可以用很少的钱把这个房子买到了。
So he could use a little money to purchase this building.
有一天晚上，这个乩童啊，那个魔鬼附到这个乩童的身上，他就冲到楼上去了。
And one day, the devil or the demons was upon the medium's body, possessed this medium, and this medium rushed upstairs.
啊，很有很大的力量把门撞开，在那个客厅里头啊，把桌子啊什么都推倒。
And because of his being possessed with demons, he became very strong. He broke into the house and threw all the furnitures around.
啊，那个时候当然土传道也是很紧张的。
Of course, preacher two at the time.Felt,
赶快跑到房间里祷告。
A sudden surprise to him, and so he went to the room and prayed to God.
啊，祷告了以后就被圣灵充满，他就出来，奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
And then at that time he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He came up from the room and said, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan."
啊，那信邪术的那个人立刻就倒在地上。
And this medium immediately fell onto the floor.
在那抽筋痛苦得不得了。
And he was in great pain and convulsion.
一下就好像昏倒过去，昏过去了一样。
And he fainted.
那有些凯瑞老人呢，也上来看了。
A lot of people came and watched this scene.
哦，他们说，哎呀，他们信了耶稣拯救了。
And they all commented, oh, the believers of Jesus actually is greater.
啊，能够胜过那个信耶稣的。
Can overcome this medium, the sorcerer.
但是突然呢，啊，虽然心里很高兴，也是有点紧张啊。
Although Preacher Tu was very happy at the time that he was intermingled with fear also.
啊，因为这个人跌到地上，啊，就好像昏过去，后来好像昏过去了，那如果死掉了，啊，那也不大好。
Because this man fainted and he thought that if he died there, it would not be good for him.
他就心里想了，我既然奉别人的命叫他倒在地上，我也能够叫他奉别人的命也可以叫他起来。
So in his mind, he was saying, since I was able to cast him down in the name of Jesus, I will by the name of Jesus raise him up.
啊，他就奉别人的命，抓着他的衣服叫你起来，他就起来了。
So in the name of Jesus, he pulled him up, and this man woke up.
啊，他起来以后就好像啊睡，忽然间醒过来睡醒了一样，一看不对，啊，掉头就跑。
So when this person woke up, he found that he was just like woke up from a dream, and when he looked at the surrounding, he quickly ran away.
啊，第三点报告的意思就是能够一病当归。
So the third point about benefits deriving from prayers is that through prayers, the sick and the demons, sick can be healed and the demons can be cast out.
这是上个星期我们查考过的。
These are the three points that we searched last week.
我们简单地再复习一下就好。
This is just a recap of what we have studied last week.
我们今天要再查考的。
So this morning, what we are going to study,
祷告能够叫主的道理快快地行开。
Is that first that through prayers, the words of God could be preached very quickly.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书，后书，请看后书。
2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书，第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章第一节
Verse 1 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified just as it is with you.
就是说祷告能够叫主耶稣的道理快快地行开。
Here it says that through prayers that the word of the Lord may be glorified and preached far and wide.
啊，当然行开包括了对内与对外。
Of course, to have this preach of have free cause and glorified pertains to two aspects. One is internally and the other is externally.
就是说对内来说也会影响对外。
Internally, if the people are strong, it will also affect externally.
如果没有弟兄姊妹都非常热心，当然传福音也就很容易。If
all the brothers and sisters are very fervent in serving God, then the preaching of the word externally would be easy.
啊，对外也会影响对内。
For externally will also affect our internal.
如果说我们啊这里身体确实很多，外边生病了来一信就好了，那我们弟兄姊妹也会热起来。For
if a lot of people come to God's house and be healed, then our spirituality will be uplifted.
因为我们祷告能够得到力量啊。
For through prayers, we derive strength from God.
啊，祷告也能够显出生机。
And also through prayers, God's power and miracles will be manifested also.
在台湾的英格那个地方。
In Ingerd, Taiwan, a place called Ingerd, Taiwan.
最近就是几年前成立了一间教会。
There was a church built there recently.
在几年前那里有一个弟兄刚信耶稣。
Few years ago, there was a brother who just came to our church.
这位弟兄以前是吃喝嫖赌，啊，样样都来。
Before he was a believer of Jesus, he did all vices, he had many vices, like drinking, smoking, and even womanizing.
他是开一个汽车修理厂。
he had opened a garage that
repair
cars.
他的工厂是蛮大的。
He had quite a big mechanic garage.
生意也很好。
And with good business also.
很会赚钱。
So he earned a lot of money.
所以他就为了应酬常常到这家去。
So for the purpose of having business associates, so he always invited his business associates to for entertainment.
在一般人看来，这个人要信耶稣实在是不简单。
So through generally speaking, people will say that it is not easy for this man to accept Jesus.
甚至有人说这个人根本就不可能信耶稣。
And some people even commented that it is not possible for him to believe in Jesus.
但是后来他终于信了。
Ultimately, he believed in Jesus.
而且非常的热心。
And became very fervent.
就把他汽车修理厂的上边，把它涂了，就画了很大一间，隔起来，做教会的会堂。
And he even gave up his building upstairs and made use of that place as a church for church service.
这个不可能的人信耶稣，他是怎么信的呢？
Now, this man who was commended as a man of impossibility to believe in Jesus, how did he believe in Christ then?
就是他有一个姐姐。
It is due to his sister.
是我们班教教会的这个姊妹。
And this sister of his is also Archer's sister.
她的姐夫也是刚信不久，也是非常热心的。
And her husband also believed in our church not too long ago, and he was very fervent too.
因为他的姐姐接受信耶稣以后，就常常为了这个弟弟祷告。
This pair, this couple, always pray for this brother.
差不多祷告到2年的时候了。 And
they had been praying for him continuously for 2 years.
他的姐姐信心就有一点动摇。 And
then the sister became a little bit despair.
就给传道讲，他说大概我那个弟弟没有希望了。And
so she said to the preacher, and said, probably there will be no hope in my brother.
因为他吃喝嫖赌一样都来，大概别人就不喜欢这样的人。
Yeah, because he does all the vices, probably Lord Jesus does not want him.
传道跟他讲，要祷告不够，还要再祷告。
So the preacher encouraged her and said, you must continue to pray even harder.
他们就继续地再祷告。So
both of them continued to pray for the brother.
经过再祷告一段时间。And
after some time,
一天的下午。And
in an afternoon,
就是他那位不可能信耶稣的那个弟弟,
that the brother who was impossible,
就那一天回到他的一个乡村的一个家里头。
He returned to his home in a village.
那是榻榻米的房子，日式房子。
And that building was a Japanese style building, and there was a tatami.
正坐在客厅里头在那休息嘞。
And he was sitting in the living room resting.
忽然有两个天使就向他显现。
And then he saw a vision that two angels appeared before him.
他叫做王婉菊。 姓王，山凤王。
And this man's name is Wang Ji Wang.
他跟他讲，他说王婉菊啊，你要信耶稣。
So the angel spoke to him and said, Wang Ji Wang, you must believe in Jesus.
他说，我现在还很年轻。
And he said, oh, I'm still young.
我要赚一点钱。
I want to earn a little bit more money.
赚了钱以后，我就会信耶稣了。
Then I will come and believe Jesus.
他说现在我生意还不错，没有时间了，很忙。
I have no time because personally I have good business.
天使就给王文吉讲，他说我就知道你这个心很硬了。心很硬。
So the angel said to him, I know that you are very stubborn, you're hard-hearted.
你知道你姐姐给你祷告多久了？
Do you know how long your sister has been praying for you?
啊，你姐姐姐夫为你祷告劝你，你就是一直都不要信。
Both your sister and your brother-in-law have been praying and also exhorting you to come to Jesus, yet you refused.
他说，你应该信耶稣，信耶稣很好。
You must believe in Jesus, for it will benefit you.
啊，你的姐姐姐夫那么爱你，啊，你应该要受感动。
You must be moved by the love that your sister and your brother-in-law have shown.
啊，这个问题他很会变，啊，还在那给天使来变理由。
So, however, this, Wang Jilang debated with the angels.
后来那个天使看给他讲没用啊。
So, seeing that it is no use to persuade him,
其中一个天使他就是手一举起来像闪电一样把他打在地上。
One of the angels raised his hand and suddenly, like a thunderbolt,
他打到地上
making fall on the ground.
就非常的痛苦。
And this brother felt such great pain in him.
天使就给他讲。
And the angel said to him,
啊，我不跟你多讲了。
I'm not going to talk too much to you.
现在啊，你要到圣灵殿去祷告，你的病就会好。
Now you must go to the house of God and ask for healing, and you will be cured.
你如果不祷告，你这样下去会死掉。
If you do not, if you refuse to, you will die in pain.
因为他就不知道什么叫圣灵殿了。
And he could not understand what does it mean by the temple of God.
啊，赶快给家里人讲，你打电话找我姐姐来。
So he requested his household to call his sister.
啊，他的姐姐姐夫赶快去到他家里去。
So both the sister and the brother-in-law quickly came to him.
啊，看他很痛苦，到底怎么回事啊？
They saw him in great pain and they asked him what happened to him.
他说刚才天使给我讲话。
And he slowly related to them that he saw an angel.
啊，我讲话有点不礼貌，他一手一抬起来，啊，我就倒在地上了。
And because I had been very rude to them, so one of the angels raised his hand, and so I felt and suffered pain.
啊，他说你看怎么办呢？
So what am I to do now?
他又不同意，他说刚才天使讲了，他说你要到圣灵殿去祷告就会好。
And he also said it.The angel told one of the angels told me that I must pray in God's temple in order to get healed.
啊，不到圣灵殿祷告，那就会死掉。
The otherwise I may die.
他这个就想啊，哎，应该对，交给你圣灵殿，赶快带他到教会去。
So the sister told him that the temple of God is the church of God. So she quickly took him to the church and.
啊，那个时候问他要不要去，他当然要去了。
And sister asked him if he wanted to go to church.
刚好搬到教会就在开布道会。
It so happened that the time, the church was holding evangelical meeting.
啊，那天就在那教会参加布道会。
And so he attended the evangelical meeting.
啊，这位王文吉又相信了。
And this brother believed.
因为在他身上显了很多的神迹啊。
Because God has manifested many miracles on him.
他才啊。甘心相信
so he then willingly accepted God.
因此那个英格发生大车祸啊，发生车祸。
One day he encountered a motor vehicle accident.
啊，火车，他的汽车碰火车。
His car ran into a train.
啊，把火车都撞出轨了。
The car even knocked the train out of the rail.
啊，那一次要吃官司
，so he had to go to court.
他非常的烦闷呐
，and he felt very troubled.
那是啊，信了以后啊，因为又不相信了啊，所以神就关掉了。
It's because he believed in Jesus and then he backslided. That's why God wanted to teach him a lesson.
他正在烦闷的时候，他一个朋友就到他家里。
While he was worrying over this matter, this court case, one of his friends visited him.
这个朋友是他当兵的时候认识的。
And he was a friend that he met in the army.
他的朋友看出他这个脸色不大好。
So the friend could see that he was having a worried expression.
啊，他说老朋友讲讲，你应该高兴了，今天这么好像脸带愁容，有什么意思？有什么事情吗
？So the friend said that you should be happy today. What's happening to you?
啊，他说你不知道啊，你没看报纸啊
？Said didn't you read the papers？
啊，我的汽车就撞火车啊
，That my car ran into a train，
这应该要吃官司了。
And now I have to go to court。
哦，那个不，哎，没关系了。
The jellyfish said, "Don't worry."
看看我可以帮你忙不可以
？I'll try my best to help you.
因为他们退休以后都好几年没见面。
This friend hasn't seen him for many years after they have been discharged from.
那个不如说你的电话借给我用一下好了。
So this friend said, "Let me use your telephone."
就打电话到台北火车站。
So he called. This friend called the railway station in Taipei.
因为台北火车站的那个站长是他的姐夫。
For the officers, the officers in charge of the station or railway station master, was his brother-in-law.
他说那个出车祸的就是他的朋友。
So he talked to the brother-in-law and said that the one who ran into the train is my friend.
请他姐夫帮忙。
So he sought help from this brother-in-law.
他姐夫就答应了，他说那明天你把他带来我们见见面。
So this brother-in-law told him to bring his friend to see him.
后来他姐夫帮了很大的忙，花了1000多块钱，问题都解决了。
So the brother-in-law helped him by spending $1,000, then the whole matter was squashed.
还有一次，天使带他到天国去看了。
One day, an angel took this brother to the kingdom of God.
天使先来到他家里头。
And first, the angel entered into his house.
那就快吃中午饭了。
And that was about noontime, when he was about to take a meal.
他把天使带到他那个客厅啊。
So he invited the angel to his living room.
今天我们请你再来吃中餐好了。
So today I'm going to invite you to have lunch with me.
天使说那好吧。
So the angel said okay.
他就跟他太太讲你去就是买点菜来。
So he told his wife to get some food.
我们这个稀客天使到我们家里吃饭很难得了。
So it is a very rare occasion that we are able to invite an angel to our house for lunch.
那个天使说不会加菜。
And the angel said, "You don't have to add any more food."
他说我们是圣的仆人不要这个注重这些生活。
Said we are the servants of God. We do not take too much heed about eating.
我们普通的生活就好了，普通的菜就好了。
This will do. This table will do.
他真的那个天使坐在旁边吃饭呢，真像朋友一样在那谈天呢。
So while they were eating, they were conversing like friends.
他跟底下人讲，他说我应该怎么称呼你呢？我应该是不是叫你叫老大呀
？So he said to the angel, "How am I going to call you? Am I calling you big brother?"
因为他以前呢，跟那个社会接触大概黑社会里的老大是最高的了。
Because formerly he mixed with those people, the gangsters. That's why the big brother is the boss of the gang.
那天使说不必不能够叫老大。
And so the angel said, "No, you can call me that name."
所以我们大家都是弟兄啊。
So we are all brothers.
你就成为弟兄就好了。
You call me brother.
吃了饭以后，天使要带他，他说呢，我打个电话交代一下。我的工厂请别人给我看一下。
So after that, the angel wanted to take him round. So he said, "Let me call my factory, ask someone to look after the factory."
就带他到天国去参观了。
Then the angel took him to heavens, to look at heavens.
到了天国，样样都是非常的新鲜的。
In the heavens, everything was beautiful.
那真是好的无比啊
！And it was superb.
那个花都会唱歌的。
Even the flowers sang.
他就摘过那个花，插到这个地方。
Then he took one of the flowers and stuck it in his pocket.
因为那个花，噔一下又飞回去了。
But this flower, boom, flew back to the plant.
又在那结了一样的地方了。
To the same place.
这个奇怪这个天国的花还能和它跑来啊
？And so he felt strange. Why the flower would fly off?
天使说他说在天国一切都是活的，不是没有死的。
So the angel told him, "Everything in the heavens is alive, nothing is dead."
在天国看了很多的那个金子啊。
So he saw the heavens paved with gold.
真是高兴的无比啊。
He was extremely happy.
看到那个他们天使在开饭呢。
Then he saw angels preparing meals.
啊, 我去看看他们这个吃饭好了。
Then he wanted to see how they eat. Eat with such long chopsticks.
哦, 原来是这个样子啊。 啊, 就是我夹着我吃,
所以西边啊, that they will serve each other, and you serve me and I serve you with the long chopsticks.
哦，他笑得肚子都疼了。
And then he was laughing until he could not control himself.
啊，天使，你别笑了，我带你到另外一个地方看好了。
So the angel said, "Don't laugh. Let me bring you to another place."
啊，那就到地狱那个地方去看。
Then he brought him to Hades.
哦，那个地狱的那个那些人呐，都在叫啊。
That he saw those people crying in Hades.
啊，也看那些在那吃饭的。
And he also saw them eating, some of them eating.
也是拿着有的唱的筷子。
And those people were eating with a six long chopsticks.
是不是和这个甜食吃饭一样？
And so he wanted to find out if they eat in the like manner of the angels.
对，他们和甜食不一样。
But no, they ate differently.
啊，他的六只唱的筷子就是专门别人夹菜夹到了，他就给他打掉，把自己就夹了。
They ate in a different manner. When this person saw another person having a food, this person would use his long chopsticks to take the food.
啊，这个意思就是全国的都是彼此相爱的啊，我感觉你爱我。
So he saw the difference between these two scenes. The scene in heaven is a scene of love.
啊，在地狱里都是没爱情的。
But in the scene of Hades, there was no love.
在他身上发生很多的神迹啊。
So God has manifested many miracles.
是被一个恶行的不可能行恶行的变成非常恶行了。
So God has changed this man, a stubborn man, into a man of devotion.
怎么样才能够成为这样，就是他的姐姐姐夫天天为他祷告。
How could he change to such a status? It's because his sister and his brother-in-law have been praying for him.
祷告了好几年了。
For a few years, they have been praying.
才产生这样的效果。
Thus, you see the result of prayer.
啊，让他这个吃喝嫖赌的弟弟啊，相信耶稣。
That the brother of vices have become a good Christian.
后来非常热心，把自己的房子都下来做会堂。
Then he even dedicated his house to become a church.
这个祷告能够把主的道理快快。
So it is important through prayer that the words of God will be spread quickly.
So in England,
so you see that those members who are not fervent before by seeing the miracles of God will become fervent in serving God.
这些圣徒出现以后，啊，都来传，啊，很快。
So when you see that the power of God is with the church, the words will spread very quickly. Those who have been backsliding will become fervent too. So in that place, the church became... So this is the fourth point of benefits that one can derive from. That the words of God can be preached very, very quickly. The fifth benefit that we derive from through prayers is that we can live in peace. Turn to 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第一节。Verse 1.
Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
第二节。Verse
2. For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all good godliness and reverence.
第三节。Verse
3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior.
这里告诉我们，我们应该要为万人祷告。
He tells us that we must pray for all men.
也应该为那些君王的在位的那些当官的祷告
and also pray for the kings and those who are in authority
这样我们就可以敬虔平安的定日了
then we can lead a quiet and peaceable life
因为这样是在神看起来是好的
for this would be acceptable and good in the sight of God
在我们救主耶稣面前也可以没有拿的
and God will be pleased by this kind of prayer
所以我们为万人祷告是很重要的
so pray for all men is extremely important
如果我们能够为万人祷告 让那些在当官的有一个很廉洁、很公正的心
So when we pray for those people then these people will become just and righteous
让那些这个忧心家心能够不要再去攻击别人
Those who are filled with ambitions will not have desire to invade others
世界上就没有战争了
Then we find that there will be no wars on earth
那我们就可以平安了
Then we can live peaceably
我们讲你我们讲所有的呢
And if we talk in a narrow sense
我们信耶稣以后耶稣会遇到逼迫
Sometimes Christians may encounter persecution
就是莫过于借着我们的朋友啦或者是我们的长官啦或者是我们的亲戚啦或者我们家里的人来攻击我们逼迫我们
So devils will make use of those who insult authority or our own family members or friends to persecute us
那我们就要祷告
Then we must pray
祷告这些对我们灵性对我们信耶稣 有阻碍的都能够排除
Then through prayers God will have us to expel all the obstructions
在一年前小弟到过吉隆教会
5 years ago I visited our church in Keelung
有一天一个姊妹就看到我
one of the sisters saw me
她好高兴啊
And she was very happy
但是她说我现在好了
She said Oh Deacon Koo, I'm okay now.
我想这个姊妹不晓得以前这么不好是生病了还是怎么样以前大概是哪里不好了不晓得
So I did not know what she was trying to tell me what happened to her before
不然的话不会讲这个话
Otherwise she would not have said this to me
我也不好意思问她你到底哪里不好啊
But I also felt bad if I were to ask her What happened to you before?
我就静静地听了。So
I listened to her.
她说：“现在呀，我随时到教会来，我先生都不骂我了。”
I always know I come to church every time, and my husband would not hinder me.
她说：“以前我来教会，我先生知道了，他会骂我，有时候会打我嘞。”
Before when I come to church, my husband would scold me, sometimes even hit me.
原来是这样，好了啊，是非常好。
Then I know that she was trying to tell me.
她说因为我想要骂我啊，我就祷告。
So at that time when my husband scolded me, I would pray.
我想要打我，我开始祷告。
And when he assaulted me, I would pray to God too.
现在我的先生对我很好了。
Now my husband treats me very well.
你随时祷告时，他也不会讲话了。
Anytime I go to church, he would not obstruct me.
在台北，有两个很有名的。 太太为先生祷告
In Taipei there were two sisters two very well-known sisters who always prayed for their husbands
一位就是廖正贵弟兄的太太
And one of them is the wife of brother 正贵廖
这个廖弟兄以前是大流氓啊
Brother Liao was a gangster before
外号叫做玛莎
His sobriquet was his people call him Masa
在台湾都是在讲Masa的名字很有名了大家都知道
Everybody if you mention Masa everybody knew who he was
他吃喝嫖赌样样都来
He did all kinds of vices drinking womanizing gambling etc
当流氓当然有顺利的时候也有不顺利的时候
Of course being a gangster sometimes you find good days and sometimes bad days
赌博也有时候会输钱
And when you gamble, sometimes you lose too.
后来当然赌博输了，当然会生气了啊！就是 心里不高兴就会打太太。
So when he lost in gambling, he became angry. When he returned home, he would hit the wife.
有时候他得不了钱，他又想吃又想喝，他就找太太，叫太太借钱。
So at times he had no money, he wanted to drink, and he asked the wife for money.
太太给他借不了钱，叫打。
When the wife refused to give him money, he would use his fist on her.
这个太太当然是很痛苦啊。
Of course, the wife had been suffering much.
她的太太后来信耶稣了。
Later on, the wife believed in Jesus.
就常常为她先生祷告。
And she prayed for the husband every day.
这个太太的确很有爱心。
Of course, this sister was filled with the love for her husband.
她没有咒诅她的先生对她那么不好，她没有咒诅她的先生。
Although the husband had been ill-treating her so very much, she had never cast a curse on him.
甚至有一次警察要抓她的先生。
At one time, the police wanted to arrest her husband.
要把她送到那个外岛去关训。
They wanted to extradite him to an island.
她还向警察要求。
And the wife even pleaded with the police.
她说你不要抓她。
Said, please do not take my husband away.
她说我的先生这么坏，是应该送到外岛去关训。
I know that my husband has been behaving very badly. He deserved to be sent out.
她说但是现在我信耶稣了。
But now I'm a Christian.
我已经为我的先生祷告了。
I have been praying for him.
我相信我的先生会变成一个好人。
I believe that my husband will become good.
她说你抓他关心的目的就是让他变成好人。
Your desire to send him there was to change him. To become good.
那我为他祷告，那变得更彻底，那不是更好吗？
But through prayers, he would be changed even much faster and better.
他说希望你暂时不要抓他。如果说过一段时间我祷告不能发生效果，那你抓他我没意见。
So I'm imploring you not to take him away. Give me a chance to pray for him for some time. If that would not bring any result, then extradite him.
那个警察就接受他的要求。So
the police accepted her request.
这位太太就用爱心为她先生祷告了五六年了。With
love, the wife had been praying for the husband for about 5 or 6 years.
一个大流氓就变成一个很温柔的一个信徒了。
Gangster head now changed to a tame and quiet believer.
后来对太太小孩子很好。And
that time he treated the wife extremely well.
他的太太家乡是罗东人。
The family of the wife lived in Luo Dong.
他给他的先生讲，我们到娘家去传福音。
So the wife invited the husband to go to her family and preach the gospel to them.
他就搬到罗东去传福音。
So they moved over there to preach the gospel.
那罗东那些那个小流氓啊，去到他那吃面了，他是卖面的。
So they opened a noodle store, and sometimes some little gangsters will go to his shop.
就不给他钱了。
And after eating, they refused to pay.
意思是说，你这个大流氓怕那个小流氓啊。
And so people said to him, you have been a gangster head, why you are afraid of the little gangsters?
以后不要给他们吃。
Don't let them eat in the shop.
他说没有关系了。
He said, it's okay.
他说，他们越来吃，神也会祝福我了。
Yeah, if they come here to eat, God will bless me.
我的生意就越好。 就说他们越来吃，越不给钱，我们主耶稣祝福，让我的生意更好。
So, well, even if they are not able to pay, God will bless me with better business.
感谢神啊，去年我曾经要到罗东参加这个灵恩布道会。
Thank God, last year when I went to London to participate in the spiritual convocation,
他的夫妇非常的热心啊。
The couple were extremely zealous for God.
他一天那个上中午啊，他就我们去访问，他就讲了。And
one morning when I visited them, they said to me,
我一天做的生意啊，我连着三十个把那面都卖完了。
He said that in 2 hours, I sold all my daily food.
让我去传福音.
Then I have all the time to preach the gospel.
他服务两个大的护理医院呢，每天晚上啊都带了很多人啊，那我们教会就啊请了那个游览车去载呀，一载就几十个就载来了。And
every night they would visit the hospital, and so the church sent a bus to bring those people to church.
啊，一个大流氓变成很热心的信徒啊，这个时代不简单了。
A gang leader has changed to a tame and also very enthusiastic Christian. It's not a simple matter.
啊，他太太本来是常常要来打理，啊，后来他现在再也不打他了，对他太不好了。
One who had been exalting the wife all the time and now become a very loving husband.
啊，本来是一家是不平安的，啊，常常这个先生常常打太太打孩子，啊，实在很痛苦。
A family who was in turmoil and commotion before.
经过了五六年的祷告以后，啊，这个家庭变得非常的稳当了。But
after 5 or 6 years of prayer, becomes a peace and loving family.
所以我们啊，祷告可以平安静全的度日。So
through prayers will bring peace and quiet.
那祷告第六个益处呢？The
sixth point. Six benefits that one can derive through prayers.
都可以多结果子,
that we can bear more fruits.
我们看约翰福音,
turn to the gospel according to John.
约翰福音15章,
chapter 15. John chapter 15.
16节,
verse 16. The Gospel according to John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
好，就是说，主耶稣拣选我们的目的就是要我们结果子。
The purpose of God's choosing us is to want us to bear fruit.
啊，当然对自己来说啊，就是要我们灵修啊，结出圣灵的果子。
Of course, this comes along with our self-edification.
啊，对我们
to bear fruit.
对我来说啊，让我们结出福音的果子。
And the other aspect is that we must bear fruit through preaching the words.
那我们人都是很软弱的。
We human beings are weak.
啊，我们是结不出来果子的。
It is not possible for us to have spiritual fruits.
怎么办呢?
And how should we do that?
这里有应许,
there is a promise here.
So, 我们奉主耶稣的名祈求，无论求什么，他就会赐给我们。
That whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will give us to us.
我们没有能力结果子，但是我们赐的天赋，他会帮助我们。
By ourselves, we are not able to bear spiritual fruits, but through our prayers and supplication, God will help us fulfill our request.
这样我们就可以结出来果子了。
In that case, we are able to bear fruits.
啊，我们祷告多，结的果子就多。
Through more prayers, we'll bring more fruits.
所以保罗他后来讲了一句话。So
Paul said,
这是他亲身的体验。
This is his experience.
他说我靠着那加添我力量的。
I rely on the one who empowered me,
我凡事都能做,
that I can do anything.
对自己来说，我就能够把道理守好了。
That myself and myself, I'm able to keep myself in the faith.
我们对外来说，我们也可以传福音。
And through others, I'm able to preach the words to others.
让教会兴旺起来。
That the church may flourish.
这祷告的益处实在是很多的。
We see that there are many benefits that one can derive through prayers.
甚至我们讲几天也讲不完。
Even if we are going to talk about this a few days, it will not be possible to finish it.
小弟子选择了这几点特别重要的。
I pick up these few important ones.
提供我们弟兄姊妹做参考。
As a reference to our brothers and sisters.
我们第一节就到这里。
Hallelujah, 我们感谢神。今天下午我们分班，下午成人班还是继续请胡执事带领。那今天下午聚会完后呢，那第二堂聚会完后呢，请我们执委会留下，我们开个短短的会议。我们唱诗263首，263首。圣诗517。We sing three verses in English.